Good afternoon. Welcome to Brewing Faith. We'll get started in just a moment. Going to be talking about a social influencer today. Tuning in. We're going to talk about a social influencer today. And looking forward to the good word. We're going to be in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And it is Tuesday. It's 1:30. We are live. It's Brewing Faith. And excited to get into the word today. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Somebody that's listening today should immediately like, oh, that's a signature chapter in the Bible. That's a good Sunday school lesson chapter. What is 1 Samuel chapter 17? It's the story of David and Goliath. We're going to talk about a social influencer. I told the kids at chapel this morning, I'm going to talk about this, but I have no idea what I'm talking about. Now, usually when you're going to speak about something, going to preach about something, it's usually a good idea to know what you're talking about. But this social influencer, internet influencer, being an influencer, it's like, what does some of this even mean today? And I think some of this, it's a coddling of self. It's more about, oh, I've got 84 million followers, so that means I'm a social influencer. And a lot of it's, my feeling is a lot of it's just getting people to agree with what you, whatever you're into. I told Logan Pearson this today at chapel, like, I got people that are interested in RC cars, and so you people are, I'm an influencer because I got people that like RC cars that are following me. I don't know. It's just it's a rage. It's a thing in our world today, but some of it's, I want to be an influencer for God. Some of this is, it's just, I don't understand some of the things that go on in our world today, but we're going to talk today about a real social influencer, a real social influencer. I don't think they had the internet back then, but somehow he was an influencer. And I would say to people that, man, my goal is to be a social influencer, on some kind of social media network. I'm like, get a life. Be an influencer in real life. You may have 84 million followers and 83,998,000, you don't even know who they are or what they are. I want to be an influencer for God. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 10, and the Philistine said, and who is this Philistine? This is Goliath. This is the story of Goliath here. This Philistine, Goliath, he said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Verse number 10, give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and they were greatly afraid. So here, I mean, the armies of Israel are scared to death. Aren't they? I mean, it said when they heard these words of Goliath, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. So we'll skip around in the story here in 1 Samuel chapter 17. But what happens, David, you know, there's 40 days that take place here. And then David's father sends him back to the battlefield. And here David shows up at the battlefield. And he's given his brothers some sandwiches and whatever. And verse number 23 of the same chapter, it says, and as he talked with him, as David talked with him, behold, there came up the champion. Here he shows up again. Here this Goliath, after 40 days, here this Goliath is again. There came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. He was saying the same thing over and over. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and were sore afraid. Kind of sounds like verse 10 and 11. Again, it's the same thing. They are very afraid. And it says they fled from him. They were scared to death. They were scared to death. But we're talking about being a social influencer today. What happens? Verse number 29, David says, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? He's like, what are we doing? Let's not be afraid here. Let's not be scared. It says the whole army was afraid. A lot of people were afraid of Goliath, but David was not. Watch, David's going to be a social influencer. It's interesting to me, as I read verse number 32, that this is David speaking to the king. He's speaking to King Saul. He says to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight this with this Philistine. Hey, don't let your heart fail you. I'm going to go fight this Philistine. That's verse 32. And watch what happens. And so we know David goes out. We won't go through the whole story. But we know David goes out, he fights the Goliath, he slings his stone, he knocks Goliath out, and that's where we'll pick up the story right here. We're getting ready to talk about a guy that's getting ready to be, and he's going to be an influencer. Amen. Verse number 51, same chapter. Therefore David ran, after he knocked Goliath out, David ran, stood upon the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. Wow. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Wow. Everything changed right here in this moment. We just kept reading about verses that the children of Israel were afraid. And then after 40 days, they're still afraid. But David shows up. And he says, no, I'm not the influencer of an RC club or RC car club, whatever, that I just got a, man, I'm cool, I'm somebody important because I got a bunch of people following me. No, I'm going to be an influencer. I'm going to influence my world because I showed up and everybody's afraid, but my God's bigger. My God's greater. And here he cuts off the head of the giant, and then the Philistines see their champion is dead, and they are fleeing. Verse number 52. And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued they pursued the Philistines. These are the same guys that have been afraid the whole chapter. They've been scared to death. But now, all of a sudden, these same men that were extremely afraid, they were scared to death, they are shouting and they are pursuing after the Philistines. Why? Because of one man that said, I will be a social influencer. The men of Israel, Judah, arose, shouted, and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Sharam, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. Amen. What an amazing story here about being an influencer. It seemed like the whole tide, everything was going one way. All of this army afraid, but because one man said, you know what? My God can do it. He influenced the whole army. A whole army that was afraid, that was scared to death, is now chasing the enemy, saying, we are greater. We are victorious. Wow. And I just speak to somebody today, brew somebody's faith today. Be an influencer. No, not a social media influencer, but influence your world. Speak, and I know this is not, maybe it is. Maybe this is the power of positive thinking today. Speak positive. Speak words of truth. Speak words of encouragement today. And I was talking to the kids in chapel today, like, speak positive. Man, this is, you know, it's easy for anybody to be down about everything, right? You know, that's the easy thing, to be, everything's bad, everything's sad, nothing good's going on. It's easy to do that, isn't it? But it takes somebody that says, I'm going to be an influencer, and I told these kids in chapel to, like, say, man, you know, there's nothing like math. Math is so great. There's nothing like recess. I love recess. Lunch is my favorite time. Be positive. Amen. There's a whole lot of negativity in our world every day, all around us. And God's looking for some people that says, I'll be an influencer. I'll be like David, that, man, the whole army thought they were going to die. They were scared to death. But along comes David and changes the whole tenor. He changes everything. I want to be like that. I want to be, God, help me to be a positive influencer to help people see how great you are, God, and how mighty you are. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. Be a social influencer today to see how mighty and great God is. Tomorrow, we'll see you at 1:30. We're probably going to do, Lord willing, do a little bit of carryover from our marriage seminar this weekend. I'm going to tell a story tomorrow, and I'll try not to cry. I'll try not to cry when I tell the story. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at 1:30. Amen.